from KKRN Community Radio in Redding, California. This is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg. Community Works Radio is a locally produced show that focuses on people who work for the common good in their communities. People who join in KKRN's mission of fostering positive social change and healthy communities. Today, my guest is Amy Cavallari. Amy spent her teenage years in Redding, promptly left after graduation, and swore she would never come back. After completing her bachelor's degree at San Francisco State University, she spent about 10 years making good on that promise before she returned home to marry her high school sweetheart and raise a family. Amy is a wife, a mom, a runner, a reader, a blogger, and a community volunteer. Currently, Amy works as a consultant, assisting local nonprofits with social media, grant writing, project management, and committee organizing. She is here to talk to us today about the Center for Mind-Body Medicine Community Resilience Project, which is a collaborative effort of the Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative, also known as SHARC, and the Emotional Spiritual Care Committee of the Community Recovery Team, known as CRT. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
I guess that's a lot of stuff that you're busy doing.
It is.
And so let's just try to start out with kind of framing what this new project that's going to be taking place up here in the North State, known as the Mind-Body Medicine Community Resilience Program. Who are the local groups? Why are we doing this here? Who else is doing it?
Sure. So the Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative is a group of local healthcare providers who are working together to improve healthcare in our community. And after the car fire came through, we had a meeting about a week after and just sat and talked about what this event meant for our community and how would we respond to the mental health needs that would invariably come out of the trauma that we have all just experienced. So from that conversation, we were introduced to some colleagues down in Sonoma County, and they were in the process of recovering from the Tubbs fire, and we wanted to learn from them so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel necessarily. And they introduced us then to the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, which is the project that we're talking about today. And the Center for Mind-Body Medicine has developed a community approach to healing a collective trauma. And basically the way it works is they bring their faculty into the community to train local people to facilitate mind-body small groups. And from there, the community is then equipped to heal itself from the trauma that's been experienced. And the skills groups are, you know, very simple. They teach people practical skills to help calm that physiological response that we have to stress. And we know that's so important because if stress is not dealt with or relieved, it tends to live in our bodies and it exacerbates and creates a whole host of chronic health conditions. So as healthcare leaders in the community, SHARC really felt like it was important to take a proactive step in our community to bring something tangible to help us heal and build resilience after the fire.
And who are the people that are going to be trained by the faculty from CMBM?
So we're looking for 100 to 120 people from the community, and that could really be anyone. It could be physicians, it could be teachers, it could be religious leaders or volunteers, people working at community centers. It's really a lovely model because it doesn't require that it's presented by a trained clinician. So it's not necessarily just therapists or social workers who could do this work, although they certainly are invited and they could do the work. But really anyone with an interest and desire to bring this type of work into the community and anyone with a time commitment to be able to implement the model after they've been trained.
Okay, so how long is the training?
The training for facilitators consists of 2 4-day trainings. The first one is taking place in October, and it's October 2nd through the 5th. And then the second half of the training, it will take place in January, the 22nd through the 25th. So it's a full 8 days of training. And lunch is included. It's $200 is the cost for the training, but we do have scholarships available for people who aren't sponsored by an employer or another organization. And if that fee presents a hardship, we do have funds in place to provide scholarships to remove those barriers.
And why don't you tell us all the counties that are involved in case people from other than Shasta County might be listening to this today?
Right. When we started talking about this project, obviously we were focused on Shasta County, but it has quickly become clear to us that it's not just our county that's suffering. We know Butte County, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, they have all experienced fire trauma within the last year, in addition to other challenges that have already existed in our community, higher rates of unemployment and poverty and domestic violence and those types of things that tend to make life a little more challenging.
Yeah, adverse childhood experiences.
Exactly.
I hear. Yeah, okay. And so what do we know about, let's go into telling our listeners a little bit about the background of mind-body medicine, what it is, who started it, and
Sure. So the Center for Mind-Body Medicine has been around for over 20 years, and they are based in Washington, D.C. They were started by Dr. James Gordon, and he's the one who developed this model of leading small groups in community to help heal collective trauma. And they've done it all over the world. They've done it in Houston after Hurricane Harvey. They did it in New Orleans after Katrina. They've traveled internationally to Haiti, Kosovo, Gaza. And they've done research studies on the work. And it's been proven to be highly effective in helping to heal symptoms of PTSD, stress, and trauma. One of the recent studies that they did was in Gaza. They did a pretty comprehensive study with 500 children who had participated in these mind-body small groups. And they did pre and post assessments with the kids to figure out, to try to prove that this stuff was really working. And what they found was that they were able to reduce those PTSD scores in those children by 56%, which is a pretty huge leap without any sort of clinical intervention at all. It's just teaching kids practical skills on what to do. What do they do with their body when they feel angry? You know, where does that happen in your body? And getting them to identify those emotions and then think about how it affects their body, becoming aware of what's going on in the present is kind of part of the power. Oftentimes when people experience trauma, they're either stuck in the past, you know, reliving the trauma over and over, or they're focused on the future and anxiety and what if and what how and what's going to happen tomorrow and 6 months down the road and how am I going to recover from this. And the mind-body skills really bring us back into the present moment and focus us on things that we have control over, you know, and very simple tools like deep breathing or meditation, guided imagery, all those kinds of things that we can use that really have evidence to show that they are effective in helping us manage stressful situations.
Wow, that sounds very exciting to be able to help people by going to a training of 8 days and learning enough skills to really help people that have experienced trauma.
It really is. I think when I went, there's three of us in Shasta County that went down to Sonoma to be trained in this model in January of this year, just to kind of check it out and see how it works and to try to figure out if this was really going to be a good fit for our community here locally in Shasta County. And the three of us really came away from that experience transformed and absolutely convinced that this model has power for our community. We have all now been out in the community implementing small groups ourselves. And invariably, what I found in the groups that I facilitate is that people get something out of it. And it's, you know, a lot of models, people will go to a class and some people like it and some people won't. And I haven't really seen that with this model. I think anyone who shows up for the group and is ready and willing to participate openly has gotten something very positive out of the group. And, you know, in some instances, it's been hugely impactful in healing, you know, trauma or grief or just really managing work stress. I mean, there's all different types of situations that people will be drawn into these groups. And if they come in open, and often, very often, if they come in even kind of closed and skeptical, still, they're able to really reap some benefits from participation.
So how many people are in a group, that like the groups you've done so far? How big are the groups?
The group size is typically limited to about 10 people, and that's purposeful just to make sure that there's sort of an intimate environment where people can share openly. The way the groups are designed is people, you know, there's questions and people talk about emotions or feelings that they're experiencing in that moment. But it's never a forced type of sharing. People are always in control of what or how much they share. So, you know, after the fire, we had some people come into a group and say, well, I don't want to talk about the fire. And that's perfectly fine. You don't have to talk about that if that's not what's bugging you today, you know. And so, again, it's just to whatever level people are comfortable with. And what we find is that as the group evolves over the period of 8 weeks, that there's some relationships that are established and people start to feel safe and some of those barriers come down. And then the true meat of the matter really comes to light.
And what is the makeup of the group? Is it equal men and women? Is it young and old? Is it how would you describe the groups you've dealt with so far?
The groups that I have been very diverse. My first group, our youngest member was 18, and our oldest member was probably in their mid-60s. So there was quite a broad range of people. It's men and women. It's people who are retired. There's people who are working. There's people in, you know, blue-collar jobs and white-collar jobs and everyone in between. And everyone, again, tends to find something in this model that they can tap into.
Great. And the other thing I wondered is, where do you meet?
Well, the groups that I have led have met at my church, and the other groups have met at community health centers or public meeting spaces. The groups can really be anywhere, just wherever the facilitators can find space.
That's great. And so let me see. Oh, the other thing I'm wondering, you mentioned that you and two other women from up here went to be trained. What is your role in the whole thing? How do you fit into it? And what's your job right now with it?
Well, when the shark began to look at this model, I was consulting with them and helping them with some committee organizing. And I kind of got sucked into this somewhat by a comedy of errors. We decided that somebody should go down to Sonoma and check this out. And at last minute, you know, no one was able to make all the pieces fall into place to get to do it, to get the time off work and whatnot to make it happen. And I thought, well, if no one else can do it, I guess I'll go. And so I went. And I, you know, got trained, and now I'm a facilitator. And then my role in this larger project is really the program coordinator. So I'm kind of herding all the cats to make this larger project happen. So that includes fundraising, the money necessary to bring Center for Mind Body Medicine to Shasta County to do this training, recruiting people who are willing to be trained as facilitators. That's what we're doing right now. The deadline to apply is September 1st, so we're hitting it really hard during the month of August. And then after that, we provide ongoing support to the people who have been trained to help them, you know, locate meeting facilities, recruit their group members. CMBM provides ongoing supervision. So it's about an 18-month project that we're looking at.
Okay, I want to remind our listeners that if you just tuned in, you're listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN Community Radio. My guest today is Amy Cavallari, and she's talking about a really interesting program that is just getting set up in Shasta County called Mind Body Medicine. And why don't you, one more time, in case people didn't hear it at the beginning, talk about what the immediate need is. Amy is the project manager of this effort in Shasta County or all over? All five counties.
Right. It's a regional approach that we're looking at for this project. So we're opening applications to Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Butte counties. So anyone from those five surrounding counties are welcome to attend this training and be equipped to facilitate small groups in their local area.
Okay, and you don't have to have any special certifications. You can be a teacher, you said, a nurse, a healthcare person, but not necessary to have those kind of skills. I guess you just have to have the heart to want to learn this and do it.
Absolutely, yeah. It is open to anyone, and that's kind of the beauty of this model, because we know locally, at least in Shasta County, that we are really lacking in resources for mental health. There's just not enough trained people to deal with some of the challenges that we have as a community. And so this model really allows us to bring something that has healing potential without necessarily bringing extra clinicians or extra physicians. Again, those people are certainly welcome to participate, but really lay people are more than welcome to be trained in this model and facilitate groups.
Right. I like the title of the flyer that I happen to see about it. The Center for Mind Body Medicine, Teaching Thousands to Heal Millions. Mm-hmm. So this is a big opportunity to learn some skills to help people that those who are trained are going to have for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to really influence and help people, both people that they know and people that they will work with in groups. There is a commitment required to do groups if you get trained. Is that correct?
Sure. If you're trained, which would include the full 8 days of training, 4 days in October and 4 days in January. And then after that, the Center for Mind Body Medicine provides ongoing supervision as you implement your first 2 8-week small groups, which has been hugely helpful for me personally. I found that when you run into challenges, anytime we learn something new and then we try to implement it, we've always run into some challenges and difficulties. And these weekly phone calls that you have with your supervisor is really a nice safety net to ensure that you don't get lost or overburdened in the process. And you have someone to bounce ideas off of and be able to be the best facilitator for what your group needs.
Okay, and what does a person do if they're interested right now? What would be they make a phone call, send an email?
Right. So we have online applications available at cmbm.org/Shasta. And there's an application form that you would fill out and submit, and those are due by September 1st.
Okay. So if you're interested, and what if they don't have access to a computer? Is there another option?
That would be more challenging.
Okay. So that's more or less required.
Yeah, then. It's basically an online process. So maybe your local library would be a good resource.
Oh, that's right. There are places that have some community computers, yeah, available, clinics, libraries. Yes, good point. So, and is there a number that they can call if they have questions or information?
It's mostly web-based, so, it would be the cmbm.org/Shasta is where they can get the application form, and that website also has frequently asked questions about the process. It lays out all the expectations for the facilitators. And I think we started to talk about expectations and then I got a little side railed. So
yeah, go back to that.
Sure. So once you're trained as a facilitator, the cost for the training is $200, and that's a greatly reduced fee from the actual cost that it is to put on the training. And so in return, we're asking that people commit to facilitate a minimum of 2 8-week small groups out in their community free of charge. So that could be at your church, it could be at your Rotary group, it could be with your PTA, at your kid's school, whatever place in the community that you have connections with and where you feel like this would fit, it's totally fine, to roll it out wherever. It's applicable to children and adults. So during the training, there is a children's track if people want to use this work with children, where they can learn how to modify the model to work with younger kids. And then maybe one workshop in addition. So that could be, making a presentation at a staff meeting in general about mind body skills, or leading a group at a community center or at a clinic, just to give people kind of a taste of mind body skills for people who might be interested but not really ready to commit to a small group. So again, the commitment would be the 8 days of training, leading 2 8-week small groups, and then one workshop out in the community. And beyond that, then the skills are yours to take and use however you see fit. So if you're a clinician and you want to implement this in your practice somehow, or if you're a teacher or working with kids in some capacity, certainly this work is applicable in lots of different situations beyond the actual small group model. And so there's lots of different ways that people can continue to bring this work out into the community.
Great. So it's a big, important way for people to be able to help other people in their community.
It really is. It's a long-term resource that we're working to build. So a lot of people, might be ready for this kind of experience now, now that we've hit the 1 year mark. And I know when we start to see plumes of smoke in the sky this summer, I've realized that a lot of people are starting to feel more anxious about that. And certainly some people will recognize that they have, some residual stress about the fires from last summer, and they might be ready to jump into a small group. And some people really won't be there for another 6 months or a year or 2 years or whenever that happens. Hopefully this resource that we're developing, groups will still be happening in the community years down the road. So people will be able to plug into that at a time that feels right for them.
And will the two Shasta County groups that you mentioned earlier, SHARC and CRT, still be overseeing it into the future then?
The project that we're working on now, they've had an 18-month commitment to kind of get the project rolling, mm-hmm. get people trained, do the supervision. And then part of what's going to happen towards the end of those 18 months is developing a local leadership team. So these would be people who have been trained as facilitators and are really energized about the work and then want to be a part of making sure that it's sustainable into the future. And so that leadership group would then take a look at, you know, the resources that are available in the community and the interests that we've seen and make a plan from there for the long term.
Okay, great. And why don't we say that website one more time? It's
cmbm.org/Shasta.
Okay, cmbm.org/Shasta. And then you can apply as well as learn more about it.
Absolutely.
And and somebody who might have just been tuned in, I would also like to just read a small description put out by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. It says, Center for Mind-Body Medicine creates communities of hope and healing. We have the world's largest, most effective, evidence-based program for healing population-wide psychological trauma and stress. We bring together a variety of techniques drawn from the world's healing traditions as well as modern medicine to help whole populations learn to heal themselves. So that's a little description of what it is, and it's coming here to Shasta County, being led by a couple of local organizations and also four other counties in the North State area. So, and now, do you have other examples? We were talking that this Center for Mind-Body Medicine has actually existed quite a few years. It was started in 1991, correct?
Right.
By James Gordon, a professor of psychiatry and family medicine at Georgetown University Medical School. And so they have done this for a long time, and they have experienced some successes in Gaza, they said, and also in post-war Kosovo. So they've barely been all over the world.
They have. They've taken this model, and it's been able to be utilized in communities that are very diverse, you know, both in age, ethnicity, religion. It seems to transcend a lot of traditional barriers. And when they go into a community, I really love the fact that they're not arriving as some big hero to save the day, you know, to come heal us. They're coming in to empower the community to heal ourselves. And that was really appealing to us, particularly for Shasta County, because I feel like it would have been difficult for an outside organization to come in and kind of tell us what to do and how to heal ourselves.
Right,
you know?
Right. It is a great aspect of it is that it's building communities.
It is. Yeah. And so I think this model that's able to be implemented by local people who are, you know, everyday Joes like you and me, is going to be more accessible and hopefully more acceptable to some people who might be hesitant to participate in this type of thing.
Okay. All right, I just want to repeat that if you are interested in applying to be a trainer, you have to do that by September 1st. You have to go online to cmbm.org/Shasta and apply. There's a fee to be in the 8-day training, but there are scholarships available, and that will probably be on the website as well. Is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is we're training 100 or 125
right.
people.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for up to 100 or more people to be trained with, and there's no specific certifications necessary to apply. Go fill out the application, and they'll, based on what you say there, decide if you will fit mm-hmm. into the program. And I'm sure they're going to take a wide variety of people, too, not just doctors and counselors.
Absolutely, yeah. Our goal is really to recruit a very diverse section of the community because we know that people are tend to be more comfortable when they're in a group that's led by someone who looks or feels like them. So, for example, we know that working in the veteran community, I could certainly go lead a group for veterans and it would probably work out just fine. But I think if a veteran was actually trained to lead a group for veterans, they would probably have an easier time recruiting people to join their group just because there's that familiarity. So knowing that, we really are committed to recruiting a very diverse collection of facilitators to make sure that people can find a group that feels comfortable for them.
Okay, and we'll talk a little more about exactly what happens after you're trained and what the work, how the work in the community works when we come back. We're going to take a short musical break, but I want to remind you that you're listening to listener-supported community radio, KKRN, and we're here because people out there in the community support us, and we want to remind everyone that we'd love to hear from you with a donation at any time if you would like to support community radio. And here we go with some music by Rita Hosking.
Everything's gonna be alright. Come right or wrong, there's strength to carry on. All night forever, that's the story of the slave. But come dark or dawn, you're a slave to no one. Listen to the songs that the birdies sing. Dark and into the light, and you know that it's really gonna be alright. Alright, come the sunrise. Sweet sunrise.
Welcome back. You are listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN. And today, my guest is Amy Cavallari, and she is working with a program called Mind-Body Medicine Resilience Project. Is that right?
That's right.
And so anyway, we have been talking already in the show prior to this about the fact that this is a program that actually has the community help itself to work. Would you like to summarize it just for a minute again, Amy?
Sure. So the Center for Mind-Body Medicine has created a model for healing a collective trauma in a community. So they come in with their faculty to train local people to facilitate small groups that enable people to better manage their stress and their trauma using simple techniques, mind-body skills such as meditation, guided imagery, movement, writing, all of these different things that we learned about in the small groups. And the model has been proven to be quite effective in helping people manage stress and deal with the symptoms of PTSD.
Great. And so the first phase of the program, just to add in a little bit, is to train the facilitators, people who will then work. I mentioned earlier that motto is teaching thousands to heal millions. So you're going to train 100 people who will then work with people in the counties, the five North State counties, in smaller groups. Why don't we focus a few minutes on what the smaller groups are going to be? Now, they won't start till after January, I guess.
Right. We anticipate once our group is trained at the end of January, people will be starting up their small groups probably towards the end of February into the spring of next year, 2020. And the way the small groups work is they're limited to about 10 people, just to make sure that we have kind of an intimate environment where everyone has an opportunity to share openly. And each group starts with, you know, a check-in where people just share whatever it is that's going on with them that week. It could be emotions that they've been feeling or challenges that they've encountered. And then we talk about a particular skill. So it could be guided imagery or meditation, movement, writing, any of those things. And we talk about some of the science behind them and why they work and what they do to our physiology when we practice them. And then as a group, we don't just talk about it. We actually learn it and practice it there in the group. So if it's meditation, we'll sit and do a meditation together and then talk about how that felt and what worked and what didn't. And typically what people find is as we try out different skills during the 8 weeks, everybody typically finds something that works for them. They very rarely love all of it. So there's some challenges to kind of power through stuff that, you know, doesn't work for you. But very often when people aren't initially drawn to a particular skill, if they go home and practice it at home or in a different environment, sometimes it really does click. So we always just say that the groups are an invitation, and how you respond to that invitation is completely up to you.
And I don't think that I asked this question yet. How many times do the groups meet?
Typically, the groups meet for 8 weeks. So it's a two-hour meeting for once a week for 8 weeks.
Okay. And then have they ever continued after that? Or?
Well, we usually give the option at the end of the group if people are interested to get together for a reunion group. And that would usually happen, 6 to 8 weeks after the initial group has ended. And at the end of the group, we also ask the group if they're comfortable sharing contact information. Then we'll, give an email distribution list so the groups can stay in touch beyond that. And some groups, will stay in touch and maybe get together once a month just to check in with each other. Some of them, go their separate ways after they've gotten what they needed out of the groups. It just really depends on the nature of the group.
And in case listeners weren't listening earlier in the show, Amy also mentioned that she and two other women from Shasta County or from the North State went to Sonoma County to be trained, where there had also been fires and people experienced trauma. What are some of the things that you learned about the people who had already been doing it down there?
Well, we were involved with the first cohort of people in Sonoma who were trained. And so this was kind of, they had been working on the project for about a year to do the fundraising and such. And so they hadn't actually rolled it out yet. So all of us were kind of in it together, being newly exposed to the work and being trained together. Certainly there was a camaraderie that developed because even though we were from out of the area, we had a very good understanding of the trauma that they had experienced with their fires because we had our own experience here in the North State. And you know, the sense of community that developed over the course of that 8-day training down in Sonoma was quite phenomenal. I feel like when I went in, I was a little apprehensive and I wasn't quite sure if I was the right person to be there in the first place. But I knew that, you know, the community needed something. So I thought, well, I'm going to go check this out and see if this might work in Shasta County. And, you know, you go into this group of 100 strangers and practicing skills that might be a little outside of people's comfort zone, you know, practicing deep breathing or meditation or guided imagery and stuff that seems maybe a little uncomfortable if that's not something you're used to doing in your daily practice. And then doing it in this group of 100 people was a little bit challenging and uncomfortable at first. But by the end of the 8 days, I really felt such a sense of calm and peace being in that group because we had really shared together quite a bit during the 8 days. And part of the training is actually participating in a small group. So there's lecture and things involved, but you're also breaking out into a small group of 10 people to actually go through the group process yourself when you go through the training.
Yes, and I notice that they say learning self-care is a big part of it, so that you are learning not only to help others, but to help yourself.
Exactly. So I think that's, you know, probably why the training is designed the way it is because, you know, we can't start to try to take care of other people until you really do your own work. And so that's the first 4 days of the training is a lot of lecture and about the science and biology of stress and trauma. So you understand some of that angle, but it's also a very participatory where you're participating in, you know, 16 hours of small group work with other people from the training. And then the second 4 days of the training, when you go back for the advanced part, is again participating in a small group, but you're actually taking turns facilitating under the supervision of the CMBM faculty. So you have a chance to try it on and see how it fits, actually design a small group, set it all up and present it, and then get feedback from your peers and the faculty.
Great. So, and the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is from Washington, D.C. It was started in 1991, so it's a program that has been around a long time and has developed this, and it's actually their faculty that comes and will do the training right here as well, right?
It is. They bring in a group of 10 to 12 faculty members. And they will be here for, you know, the full 8 days to do the training with us and to really equip our community to roll out this model. And then after they leave, and we're in the process of implementing small groups in the community, they also provide ongoing supervision after you're trained. So as you're leading your small groups, you'll have a weekly phone call with your CMBM supervisor, who is a faculty member from, could be anywhere in the country. So there's people calling in from, you know, many different places due to the miracle of modern technology. We can make that all happen.
Wow, it is amazing. And it says CMBM's international faculty of 160 experts have trained over 9,000 health professionals, educators, and community leaders in their pioneering mind-body medicine model of self-care, self-awareness, and group support. So it sounds like it's a really amazing program that we've learned about and now are going to try to use to help. And it includes Butte County, so it's all survivors of fires in the last few years and other kinds of trauma.
Right.
And
The fires last summer were really the trigger to look around and try to find something tangible that we could bring to the community. But I will say that, you know, this is certainly applicable to a whole variety of people, you know, who you're dealing with stress over grief or work stress or, you know, childhood trauma, whatever it may be. If there's different struggles in your life, these mind-body self-care skills can really be powerful in helping you focus on what you need and what you want, and helping to, again, calm those physiological responses that we have to stress, the increased heart rate and those types of things that, if left unchecked, you know, will continue. What we know as humans, we tend to go into that stress response, and then, you know, when something stressful happens, if you get a near-miss car accident, you know, you have that hyper-awareness state that you get into with stress, and then eventually we should come down again. And that's just, you know, it's kind of like an up and down and up and down. And we know with humans, if we continue to expose ourselves to that kind of stress very often, we just get stuck and we don't come all the way back down again. And so that's what these skills are really about, is helping us to bring our body and our mind back into balance.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it would be a useful tool for all of us. I mean, who doesn't experience a little bit of stress in their lives these days?
And, absolutely.
It's really out there. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KKR and listener-supported community radio from Redding and Round Mountain. Today, we happen to be in our Redding studio. And my guest today is Amy Cavallari. She is working with this mind-body medicine resilience project that we are lucky enough to have going on right here in our community in Shasta County, as well as four other nearby counties, including Butte, Tehama, Siskiyou counties. So we've been talking about the program. I want to just take this minute, though, before I get back to talking with Amy and letting you listeners know one more time what you can do if you would like to get involved with this program, because basically one of the main ideas that we're trying to get out there to you today is that they are looking for facilitators to train. So we're looking for 100 people that are interested in this program, and I would be tickled and thrilled if a few people that are listening to this show today would end up being in that group.
That
would just
great.
Make this program totally worth it, wouldn't it? But I want to let you know a little bit of KKRN news. We're having a big yard sale on Saturday, August 17th, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., if it lasts that long anyway. And it's going to take place at the Hill Country Clinic on Highway 299 in Round Mountain. We'll be outside in the shade, hopefully. There's going to also be some local music. Musicians, Zuzaz and friends, and they'll be jamming from about 10:30 in the morning to 12:30. There will be snacks, coffee, and cold drinks for sale. And so we're trying to make it a really fun yard sale. So if you would like to support your community radio and you like yard sales, this might be a great one to come to. All of us that are volunteers at the radio are going through our attics and garages and finding things that we can donate. And of course, listeners are also invited to donate. If you want more information about this event, if you would like to donate some items of your own, and you want to know more, you can call 337-1101 for more information. And again, that's going to be on August 17th in Round Mountain at the Hill Country Clinic, outdoors in the parking lot in the shaded areas. And so, great way to support community radio. So, yes, today we are talking about a pretty exciting program. It's a national program that started in Washington, D.C. in 1991 called Mind-Body Medicine. And they have gone all over the world helping communities help themselves after traumatic events. And we are lucky that some people in Shasta County, including SHARC and CRT, which are some agencies, local agencies that try to help the community, found out about this program from the people in Sonoma who had their fire 2 or 3 years ago and had brought these trainers to their community to help them. And it seems that evidence has shown that it is a very effective way to help people. So the first step that Amy's talking about today is getting facilitators. So you want to review one more time the dates and the place that they need to go.
The facilitator training is going to take place in two parts. The first part is October 2nd through the 5th, and the second half of the training is January 22nd through the 25th of 2020. If people are interested, they can go to cmbm.org/Shasta. There's an online application. There's also lots of information about what the training entails and what the expectations are once you've been trained as a facilitator.
Right. You have to do that by September 1st, and there is a fee involved, which is $200 for the whole thing.
Correct.
But there are scholarships available, so don't be deterred by the money. If you feel you are a good candidate to help the community in this way, go to that website. And as we were saying, if you don't have a commuter at home, the libraries do. I know in Round Mountain, Hill Country has a community computers available. And then the second part of it, after this training happens in October and January, and hopefully we have 100 new facilitators in our counties, then you'll go to the general public for participants in the groups.
Right.
And how is that going to work?
Well, once we have 100 or so people that are trained, those people are going to be fanning out into the community to facilitate small groups in different areas. It could be at churches or a library or a community center. And so we'll need, you know, people who are interested in participating as a, you know, a group participant. And that would be typically an 8-week small group. They meet once a week for 2 hours. And they'll be offered, you know, hopefully in lots of different locations throughout the county and at different times of day to make it convenient for people who have different types of schedules. And the group is limited typically to about 10 people. And, you know, it involves some sharing, but people are always in charge of how and what they share. And then there's a skill that we learn each week. And so we'll talk about meditation or guided imagery or movement, lots of different things that we'll talk about. And then we actually practice those skills together to kind of try them on for size and see how they feel. And then people go home, and part of participating in a group is also hopefully committing to some home practice, because we know that as we practice these skills, they start to become more muscle memory. And so when we experience stress, our body actually knows how to calm itself. And when we practice these skills, then it becomes more habit, and we don't have to work so hard at, you know, when we're stressed and our heart rate goes up and we start to perspire and, you know, some of those physical symptoms of stress, our body will have that muscle memory because we've been practicing these mind-body skills, and we'll say, oh, I know what this feeling is and I know how to manage it.
Right. And so probably the facilitators and the program supporters are going to also help get the word out once we have facilitators, and the towns where we have them will be putting up flyers or information or.
Right. You know. So there will be facilitators from many different walks of life is what we're anticipating. And we do have a central location that will be posting group opportunities. So if people are interested, that's going to be on the Hill Country website. So it's hillcountryclinic.org/CMBM. And as groups are planned, we'll be sure to update a calendar there. Right now, you can find information about applying to be a facilitator and just a little bit of general information about Center for Mind Body Medicine. But once our facilitators are trained, we'll be updating that so people can go to one central location to find a calendar and hopefully find a group that works for their schedule.
So that website is hillcountryclinic.org/CMBM. So, yes, there you'll go. Also, I will tell you that we will be archiving this show, and it will be on the website at KKRN, and I'm going to be writing down all the names of these websites and what they're for and reminding people of the dates for that. So if you are unsure about that, you can check out kkrn.org and go to shows and then find Community Works Radio and click on that, and then you will be able to find this show, and you don't have to listen to the show again. I'm going to have a little bit of information typed about the show, and that's where it'll be. Right. And you can always call KKRN at 337-1101 if you want me to help you find out all this information about where to go if you're interested in this program.
Yeah, another good way to kind of stay updated on what's going on with the project is to follow us on Facebook. And that's, we're NorCal CMBM on Facebook. So that's NorCalCMBM on Facebook.
Okay. Well, I think we've just about covered everything. We may, do you have any other information, Amy, that you think is important for the listeners to know?
I just really want to acknowledge the Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative and the Community Recovery Team and the work that they've done to bring this model to our community. And I also want to recognize the funders that have put up money to make this happen. We've received support from the California Endowment, Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, Direct Relief, Lutheran Disaster Response, and the Community Disaster Relief Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. So those organizations have all put money towards this project, and it really wouldn't have happened without them.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all this information. I just think it's a great program that's coming to our county, and I'm very excited that KKRN has learned about it and is spreading the word. And maybe as it gets going, we'll have you back if, you know, once everybody's we have our facilitators, maybe we can check in on how it's going with the program and, you know, help continue to support this great project in the community.
So, wonderful. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So you've been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 530-337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. We would like to welcome KIXC and Shasta Living Streets as partners of KKRN. We will be sponsoring KIXC's Third Thursday film series and Shasta Living Streets concerts that will be coming up in September and October. Thank you for listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN. If you would like to talk about your community organization and work, please call me at our business line, 337-1101. Coming up next on KKRN is the Tom Hartman Program until 6, and then the broadcast from 6 to 7. And one more reminder that KKRN's Big Yard Sale in Round Mountain at Hill Country Clinic will be taking place this coming Saturday, August 17th. And you're invited to come and support community radio by shopping and maybe having a little food and hearing some music. That will be a fun event. And in the meantime, remember, it's going to take us all.
We need the Buddhists and the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. Gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip hoppers and beboppers and women for equal pay. Farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain, seniors and the soccer moms. Humane. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. Gonna take us all. Pacifists and the humanists, every culture and community takes black and white and brown. Times we won't see eye to eye, but we stand on common ground. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all to make. the soul. It's gonna take us all.